Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians. And let's read chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. I say rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us, that we come at your feet in your presence to pray, to utter our thanksgiving, and also to examine ourselves in your presence with your word. We thank you, God, for everything that you give us, provide us. Thank you for the last 1 week, all the victories we have, and answer prayers, and all. Let's give thanks now to God. Thank you, Lord, for the favor, the good health, the food, the shelter, the accommodation, the sleep, the joy, the peace, and deliverance, protection, provision. Thank you for the new doors you opened for us to evangelize, teaching people. Thank you for changing people's life. We thank you, God. And we bless you for all your goodness to us, your promises, the Holy Spirit, your word, your church, your body. We thank you for the ministries. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation we have in you. Our names are written in heaven. We thank you for all these things. Let's now come to God. Let's examine ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to examine us. And let us confess and renounce our sins unto God. Let us confess and ask our sin. Let us confess and renounce them all. As we confess and renounce our sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing and your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for being righteous and justified by you, not by any work of us, not by anything good we have done, not by anything good in us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for cleansing our conscience from guilt, O Lord, so that we may save you. We may serve you, O God, with a clear conscience. Let's present now our request, our petition. Let's ask God alms to help us in our life, in our going. If you need anything, small or need or big needs, God will provide as we utter our prayers. Hear us, Lord, hear us, we are praying. Lead us and guide us. Support us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all answered prayers. Thank you for granting our petition. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, that keep our hearts and mind in the right way, right manner that you want us to be, Lord. Let's pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister who is in need, who is disturbed, having a problem, sickness, loss of job, certain needs, let's pray for them. Pray for her, pray for him. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us, guide us, strengthen us, provide us our needs, O God. Help our sisters, help our brothers, Lord, hear us as we are praying for them. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your family members, your husband, your wife, your children, and your parents, your siblings. Pray. Lord, I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit in each and every family, that every family will walk with the wisdom of yours, all of them in harmony with you and with your will and your plans. Oh God, and I pray that your word will be expounded and implemented carefully, Lord. I pray that each family will be set an example to others around us, around them in the community. Oh God, that they will reach other people in the name of Jesus. I pray for more family congregations to be planted. Oh Lord, that we will use our life as an instrument of Lord righteousness to preach the gospel. Oh God, that we will be a good testimony to others, they will see you through our lives. Let's pray that each and every one of us will commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that people will see Jesus in us. Yes, Lord, I commit myself, oh Lord, that I will allow more Holy Spirit fruit to appear in my life, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control, also generosity, humility, righteousness. Help us, Lord, to express you more through the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that people even does not know you will see you in our lives, O God. I pray for more blessings upon the families, satisfy the needs, gather the families together, give them more graces and godly solutions for their problems, O God, that every family will shine for you in the name of Jesus. Now let's pray for the places that we are working, pray for your job, your boss. Pray for the people around you in the world. Pray that you will be fruitful. You will be a person who is making a difference in the place that you are working. That people will see Christ in you. Lord, I pray for favor upon all your children. Lord, who are working in different places. I pray, Lord, that you will bless these places of work for their sake. Give more income. Also, they will receive their salaries and they will receive also bonuses from you. I pray that we commit ourselves, all of us, to pray for the people who are boss in our places, who are leading the work, and we pray also, Lord, that salvation for them, salvation for our colleagues. We commit ourselves to be fruitful and doing good work there in the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us and guide us. Oh Lord, I pray for all your people who receive their salaries on time. They will have increase of income. I pray for those companies who are also delayed in paying their workers, the salaries, test them to be honest and just, to pay them what's due for them and whatever pending salaries to be paid. And soon in the name of Jesus. I pray for your people, that each and every one of us to be faithful, giving his tithes and offerings and first fruit to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Let's now pray for the two countries, that country of Ukraine, that the war will stop, and the country of Sri Lanka, that but they have economic crisis, it will be resolved, and they will have food and all the essential things, they will have it in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, we pray for the nation of Ukraine, stop the war, we bind the spirit of fighting and war, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sake of the old, the sick people, the children, stop this war, protect our families and our loved ones there. Oh God, protect them from this war in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sri Lanka, protect our church members, provide them their food and shelter and the people needed. Oh God, and whatever essential needs they are in need in life, you will provide for them. We continue to pray for your provision and your grace will be sufficient for them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now also for let's pray for the people that we are in contact with, our colleagues, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, the people we meet every day in the street, in the work, in the market, through the media. Let's pray for the salvation to flow through us to them, the salvation of God, that through all our contacts that you will bring the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. We pray for food. We pray for people to be saved. We pray for Bible studies to be planted. Oh God, we pray that we can have opportunities to speak and to tell about Christ and His word to them. You will be the one to make a way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord, that your word will be preached, oh Lord, and your name will be lifted up, and your name also will be magnified and also glorified. Let's pray now for this country, UAE, where God had put His church, and the extension of the church through families and members, congregations, to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Indonesia, and also Australia, America, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi. Let's pray for all these places. Lord, let your name be magnified and glorified. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that you give us favor in all these places from the governing authorities, that whatever we need of places and also logistics will be provided. Offices also, whatever office we need, that your anointing of the Holy Spirit will provide for us and help us to go on and serving you, to be set good example, that you commit ourselves also to preach the gospel to them, to pray for their salvation. We ask, Lord, to reveal yourself in vision and dreams to those people and authorities of God, that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we will continue to evangelize, sharing your word with whatever way possible for us, oh God. Lord, lead us and help us and guide us to go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Let's pray now for the church to grow. I pray, Lord, that once again, refill us with the Holy Ghost, ask the Holy Spirit to refill you, ask God to refill you with the Holy Spirit, that we may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, ushering, leadership, showing mercy, giving, whatever gifts and talents and skill we lack, you provide for us, so that your body will grow and will be perfect, oh God, that we'll be trained, oh God, to do your work faithfully in the name of Jesus, that we'll be discerning, that you will choose what is right and correct and do your will in full, oh God. Lord, help us and guide us and lead us to go on and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for more people to be saved, more people to receive water baptism, oh God. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregations to be planted, anoint all the pastors, evangelists, teachers, parents, O God, individual members to continue to do the work of yours, O God. I pray also, Lord, bless all the ministries of the church. Bless the vision that you give us, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Bless also, Lord, the church school, bless the church banking, church clinic, the farming, the washroom ministry, the publication ministry, the translation ministry. Bless our website. Use it also to evangelize and nurture and teach and disciple. Thank you, God, to help us and guide us and lead us. Oh God, to continue to serve you, O Lord. Lead us and guide us. Even this time, we pray for our worship today and with this worship. And with the songs, the prayers, the giving, the message, all the items of our worship, O God, anointed, even I pray for this recording. Let your name be magnified and let your name be glorified. Use this recording, to reach the rest of the body of yours, O God, to reach new people with the gospel. We thank you, God. We bless you. Lord, we want to rejoice in your presence. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As we worship, fill us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
You are Jesus' name. I love to the one that heals me. Cleanses my heart and sets me free. I come right before you with my hands lifted up and my heart on me, but no one on the cross. If you hung there and died,
continue worship the Lord by bringing our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to Him. As we give to God, the Lord also will open the windows of heaven and bless us, and He will pour us so much blessing that we'll have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for all that you provided for us. Thank you for the income, the salaries, the good health, the joy, the provision, the food, the shelter, the accommodation. We thank you, Lord, and as we bring to you, Lord, what we do for you, we got accepted and open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing upon your people, upon us, upon your church, so we'd be well supplied and to go on and serve you and rebuke all the devourers and pestilence, and let all nations know we are blessed by you, O God. And I pray, Lord, you use this amount of money for your glory to reach the lost, O God, to reach the people who are in need of your word. Multiply it and give wisdom to those who are making this money so that your name will be lifted up and glorified. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke and chapter 19. And we will read verse 1 to verse 10. We speak about the repentance of Zacchaeus. Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Speak to us your word and guide us and direct us. Let your message be clear to each and every one of us. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement. Teach your people and let be a fruit 30 and 60 and 100. And the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished. Let be healing, wholeness, hope, and salvation of souls and people to come to you. People understand your will and the plans that you have for them. We thank you, God, and we bless you and we magnify you. Even anoint this recording and make the message reach to the rest of the body of your church, our brethren, and beyond to other places, to new people who need this word of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here Jesus entered the city of Jericho. Jericho was the first city that was taken by the Israelites, and it was destroyed, given to God, and it's supposed to be rebuilt. But it happened that this city was rebuilt again. And what we find here, we find Jesus entering this city, the city of Jericho, and the cursed city, the city of Jericho, here has received the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his visit was fruitful, that Zacchaeus and his family got saved through that visit of Jesus to that coercive. And that's what we learn today. We need to bring the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel, this in every city, the new cities, so that new people will come to know the Lord, and new people also will receive salvation as we preach the gospel in these places. We know that from what we have read about Zacchaeus, that he was a rich man. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And you know, he was a rich man, and we also come to know that he was able to make these riches of him through cheating and extortion. He was a tax collector, and he was using his position and job to extort and abuse and take advantage of the people that had been put under him to get taxation from them. And we find that Jesus entered into that sinner life and house, and as we have read in verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Christ may reach any kind of sinner, prostitutes, witchcraft, sorcerers, thieves, murderers, in order to bring salvation to them. You know, Christ may reach such kind of people, but also we must know that Christ also will reveal himself to those who have been willing, who show their willingness to receive Christ in their life. You know, Zacchaeus saw manifestation of internal repentance. He saw that he is repenting. He saw certain things. That's why Jesus entered his life. What are the signs? What are the manifestations of the repentance of Zacchaeus? These are the lessons today for us. How Zacchaeus showed that he was repenting. You know, Zacchaeus took the initiative to see Jesus, to see who Jesus was. You know, we read verses 3 and 4, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the praise, because he was little of stature, he was short. And what he did, and he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. You know, here there are opportunities that God give to us, to sinners, to repent. There are opportunities God gave to us to repent. Zacchaeus took that opportunity well. You know, when Jesus came, what did he run and he climbed? What that show? Show that he was interested in the Lord. You know, certain time God give opportunities for you to repent. One time, two time. You must use these opportunities, because opportunities of repentance, if you will not use it, will be wasted. And put in your mind, opportunities of repentance that you are not using, it may not come back to you again. That is it. What Zacchaeus did, he took the initiative, he took that opportunity, and he said, "I will give my life to the Lord." How Jesus knew it? He saw him climbing. He saw running, that he was interested on him. What else? We read about Zacchaeus and show his repentance, verse 5 and 6. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Zacchaeus obeyed the Lord immediately. At once he went down. You know, many people there say, Lord, not this time, not this year. I am busy. Lord, I am sinner. And they will lose the opportunity. They don't want to obey. But Zacchaeus, at once the Lord had taught him to come down. He at once obeyed the Lord, and he told him he was happy. You know, when the Lord told him that I must abide today in your house, and come down for today I must abide at the house. What else that showed that Zacchaeus was repenting? Zacchaeus joyfully received Christ. When Christ told him, I must abide in your house, what the Bible tell us, and he made haste, verse 6, and came down and received him joyfully. He was happy. He was happy that Christ is going to enter his house, his family. That is also a sign of repentance. Put in your mind that when Christ wants to enter your life, your family, your house, God had come to bless you. God had come to bless your family. That's why you need to be happy and joyfully receiving Christ. And also put in your mind that Christ will abide in your life and abide with your family when you fully surrender your life and your will fully unto Him. So all these things we learn from the repentance of Zacchaeus. We will read verse 7. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that's a sinner. Yes, he's a sinner, but you know, God, we might look at the external things, but God looked to the heart. God was looking to what is inside Zacchaeus at that time. God looking what is inside you at this time. You know, the people murmur because they know Zacchaeus is a sinner. And what Zacchaeus did? What Zacchaeus did when they hear the people murmuring that Jesus entered into the house of a sinner? What did Zacchaeus? Did he fight with the people? Did he retaliate? Many people, when you face them with their sin, they will fight. They will fight back. They will retaliate. They will be angry with those who had faced them with their wrongdoing. But Zacchaeus, no. Zacchaeus, you know, Zacchaeus did not justify his sins and wrongdoing. He did not say, he did not make excuses. He did not make a justification of what he is doing wrong. You know that extortion, taking advantage, abusing is a sin, and he was willing to accept what was spoken about him because that was correct. And what he did, that's all signs of repentance. These all are signs of repentance. You know, and we learn from it. Let's apply it. Let's apply it, you know. When somebody tell you you're wrongdoing, you accept it. Don't justify and retaliate and fight. What else? It shows the repentance of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus corrected his bad testimony. You know, because that's bad testimony, you know. You know, sometimes when people are not aware, you are not aware, the wrongdoing that you are doing is a bad testimony, not only for you, but also for the Lord. In verse 8, how we correct, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, O Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He was willing to correct the wrongdoing that he was doing. You know, be be willing to accept your sin and to correct your bad testimony. What you are doing is a bad testimony. Whatever kind of sin you are doing is a bad testimony. And when you hear about it, when people face you about it, you accept it. You accept this sin so that you will be relieved and the testimony and your testimony and the Lord's testimony will be also good. You know, he realized that the people they are speaking about the Lord because the Lord entered his house, so he need to do something about his wrongdoing. His students say, Lord, if I have cheated anyone, if I taken anything by false accusation, I will restore for fault. He was willing to correct his wrongdoing. Zacchaeus, you know, he also was willing to give to God what is due for him. You know, he said to the Lord, I'll give half of my money to the poor. You know, possibly, you know, in Luke chapter 18, and let's read verse 22 and 23, when the Lord meets the young rich man, and he told him to, let's read. Luke chapter 18, verse 22 and 23. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing? Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. You know, that rich man, when Jesus told him, you give all what he had to the poor, he was sad. And he went away. Possibly Zacchaeus hear about that. And now, he was the one to tell the Lord, Lord, I will give half of my what I have. What he say in verse 8? Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. He was willing to give what is due to God. And that's what we need to do. We need to give what is due to God and what His word and what His command order and ordain for us. You know, Zacchaeus' offering was not giving as a false one. He was not giving money to cover up his sin. No, it is not this. We cannot use money or banquets or give food to cover up our wrongdoing. No, we cannot use material things so that we will please people and agree with those some people agree with our wrongdoing. No, we should not do that. We cannot buy our salvation with material things, with money. Money cannot save us. Material things cannot save us. But here, Zacchaeus gave to God what is due for him out of his repentance. We cannot use material things. So we let people agree with us, or we'll buy our salvation with it. We must be truthful in giving what is due to God and what He ordered us to give. Zacchaeus was willing to restore what he had cheated or stolen. You know, in the book of Exodus, chapter 22, Book of Exodus, chapter 22, and verse 1. If a man shall steal an ox, or a sheep, and kill it, or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. So there is here restoration, there is compensation. He's not going to restore one, but he will give 4, he will give 5. So the same way here, Zacchaeus, he says in verse 8, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him 4-fold. We should be willing to take the responsibilities of our wrongdoing and sin, and we should restore. If we cause damages, but our sin has caused damages, we should restore the damages that we had caused to others. That is part of our repentance. That's part of what we need to do. That is what Zacchaeus has shown. And that's why the Lord said today salvation has come to his house. You know, Zacchaeus, not only this, Zacchaeus was mindful that his family will receive also the salvation of God, you know, and because he was realizing that the sin of taking advantage, extortion, cheating will bring the cares for his family and his children. And if we will read the Proverbs chapter 15, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 27, he that is greedy of gain troubles his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. So he was aware that his family will be affected, so that he repented, so that to secure the salvation of God to flow to his family. And truly the Lord say about him in verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. He became a true son of Abraham, because he was repenting and he was obedient, and he was willing to direct his family in the right way. In the book of Genesis, chapter 18, speaking about Abraham in verse 18 and 19, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nation of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So, he became like a child of Abraham when he started to obey God when he repented. And he wanted to direct his family in the same way. You know, repentant parents are the best teachers for their children by teaching them the good example that they need to follow in their life, to be a good testimony to their children. Parents should repent and be good testimony in serving the Lord. As for all these points that we had spoken, take the initiative to see Jesus, obey the Lord immediately, be joyful to receive Christ, don't justify your sin or wrongdoing, correct your bad testimony, willingly give to God what is due to him, you offer out of a pure heart, restore willingly what you have cheated, be mindful that your family also will be saved through your good examples and your repentance. The meaning of Zacchaeus is pure. And God wants us to be pure and holy. We may have good names and may have good meaning, our names, but we need to be set a good example, a good testimony to others, that Christ, through our lives, will be magnified, that people will not murmur like what happened here when he entered Zacchaeus' house. They will say, oh, how he entered the house of sinner. Don't let your bad testimony bring a bad testimony about the name of the Lord. God call us today to give our whole life to Him, to do what's correct. Take the initiative. Use the opportunity today to give your life free to Him, to give what you do to God, to correct your things. Don't justify, don't fight when people face you with your wrongdoing. Accept it. Be teachable. Think about how to correct the bad testimony of your name, the bad testimony that you brought upon the Lord. Do your best so that salvation will flow to you and to your family and your household. Let's all stand in God's presence. Let's tell Him, confess your sin. Renounce them. God is knocking your heart. Take the initiative to repent today. Whatever sin you have, the people you take advantage and you harm, restore and do what is right and correct. That's how we love the Lord, and that's how we love, how we come back to Him in repentance. Lead us and guide us, O God. Renounce your sins. Give your life fully to Him. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Thank you for your word that give us healing and guidance, that will change us, transform us. I pray, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and guide us with your love and your mercy. Oh Lord, use us as we repent, as my brothers and sisters who are here and other places repenting. Use them, Lord, for your glory. Fill us with the Holy Spirit.
I love to worship you, my God.
Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Fill us. We are willing to serve you, Lord. Lead us. Let your salvation flow to our families, our loved ones, our contacts, the people around us. Lord, take this word of yours and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that you have with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
My Savior.